It is going to be a massive game. Very close to a sellout already out there at the SCG. Big time for the precinct too, with the A-League derby going on next door. The general manager of the Sydney Sixers is Dom Ramon. He's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Dom. Are you there, Dom? Now we've got him. G'day, Dom.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, really well. How are you guys in preparation for this? We can look at it and get excited about the crowd. Logistically, though, I'd imagine it's a huge challenge. How's that coming along?
Well, it's coming along really well. We've been working with Sydney FC and the Sydney Cricket Ground Trust probably for the last 4 months in preparation for Saturday, and working with the police and transport for New South Wales. So, touch wood, everything's looking good at the moment for the logistics. We're obviously expecting somewhere in the vicinity of 80,000 people down in the precinct, which will be amazing. And I guess we can show the Melbourneites that Sydney can do it as well.
It helps when you've got Daniel Hughes on the back page of the Telegraph trash-talking the Thunder, saying you've got the wood on them. Is there a genuine rivalry, do you think?
I think that it's definitely building. Obviously, we had the wood over them for a period of time. They won both games last year, and obviously are the reigning champions in both the BBL and the WBBL. And I think the Sixers didn't take that too well. We got them back in the first round out at Spotless, and there's definitely, rivalry. Most of the guys play together with the New South Wales Blues, and most of the girls with the New South Wales Breakers. But when they go into BBL and WBBL mode, they bleed maroon and green, magenta and green. Sorry, so that's how it is.
Steve O'Keefe will not be playing. We've had Brad Haddon come on and give his thoughts on it. He's actually in support of Steve O'Keefe. How did that transpire? When did you find out that he wasn't going to be able to play on that Monday game? And I know you've been quoted earlier, but your thoughts on Stephen not playing in the Big Bash in preparation for this Indian Test Tour?
Well, obviously, for Steve, the most important thing for him is his Australian aspirations, so we're fully supportive of that. We obviously would have liked him, on behalf of our members and fans, to play for the club a little bit more, and we were hoping that there might be a combination of BBL games and other activity that would serve as preparation for India. But we wish him well, and he's been a great supporter and player for the club for all these years, and obviously his aspirations are to play for his country, which we fully support.
When did you guys know about it, and what was the conversation like with Steve? It sounds like you guys were sort of taken aback, or you were taken aback by the decision.
A little bit, because we were under the impression that Nathan Lyon, Jackson Burt and Steve would be released after the test match. So we sort of announced that they would be coming to the squad. And then I guess there was a little bit of a timing issue. And we heard sort of a day later that that Steve was going to be withdrawn from CA to, I guess, take another pathway to getting him right if and when he gets selected for that Indian tour.
How'd the conversation go with Pat Howard?
Well, it's very open, to be honest. Pat and I have a really good relationship. We have to speak a lot about releasing your players into the team.
Right.
I just expressed our opinion as a club, which we're entitled to say that we thought there would be a possible combination of both BBL and other activities. And I guess the medical team and stuff from Cricket Australia thought that its best preparation was probably playing Futures League and some other red ball cricket.
What about this? You're talking about the crowd. From what I understand, I wasn't there, but I was obviously watching on television on Monday night. The members turned out in force, and that's always important about just how big a Sixers crowd is going to be. What about tickets for sale? How many of them are currently available, Dom?
Yeah, well, we're pretty much sold out now, but we've got 1,000 tickets available from 12 p.m. So sydneysixers.com.au, that's the last 1,000 tickets.
Okay.
We're releasing them now because we know where the side screens are going. So it's simply a matter of literally we've counted the seats. We know where the side screens are in, and we're able to place the side of the side screen. And then also, as you mentioned, Jimmy, the SCG members showed up in force. We had about 7,500 members on Monday night in our 30,000 crowd, which was phenomenal. But there's also the opportunity for members to buy day passes for some of their guests. So as we know, Jim, you're a mess. I'm going to be ringing you and asking you to buy them a day pass for Saturday night.
Beg your pardon? Your line's just breaking up there, Dom. Is there something about me spending money on someone else?
Good. Good luck, Dom. What, Jimmy putting his hand into his back pocket. I'm kidding. He's a very generous man. Yeah. Dom, I don't know how long you've been in the role, but can you? Is there anything that sort of sums up how much, how quickly the interest in the Sixers is growing? Or how, I know everyone's, the BBL is the phenomenon that, you know, just keeps getting bigger and bigger around the country, but the Sixers in particular, that brand seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Is there anything that sort of, that sums it up for you?
Well, I mean, on a real sort of simple note, we've got over a million social media followers across Facebook, wow. Twitter and Instagram, which is pretty amazing. If you look at that, that's bigger than any sports club in the country. So on a very basic level, that's it. You know, we're, as you know, the league is averaging over a million viewers a night, and it's done so now for almost 2 years, which is phenomenal. And, you know, our crowds, we're going to get over 120,000 people come through the SCG for our four games this season, which is, you know, phenomenal. And the other big thing for me, to be honest, is the WBBL. The numbers that the WBBL is doing now on Channel 10, are, you know, it's rating in the 250s to 300s, which is absolutely fantastic. Crowd, we had a doubleheader on Monday night, and there was 5,500 people for the WBBL game. And I guess our big challenge for this week is because we play the Thunder in the WBBL as a doubleheader with the Thunder in the BBL, is that we're trying to encourage Sydney siders to get in and come and support the WBBL. And we want to try and break the record that they set on New Year's Day at the MCG, which was about 24,500.
And so what time does that start, Dom?
So that's at 1:45.
1:45.
So, yeah, we're encouraging people. It's a great way to get there early, get a park, avoid the crowds, but also see women cricketers in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Elise Perry and Lisa Healy doing very good things. And we spoke to, who was it? Emily Lees, who's also one of the stars of the team as well.
Yeah, and the Thunder team has got, you know, Farnie Taylor, the World 20 winning captain in their team, Alex Blackwell, the Australian vice captain. So it's the creme de la creme of women's cricket, the WBBL. The best, it is the IPL of women's cricket. The top, I guess, 20 T20 specialists play in the WBBL, which just shows the quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be huge. We're looking forward to it. I will see you out there, Dom. Good luck for this Saturday, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks for having us, guys, and go Sixers.